Welcome yourself to this meditation, and welcome, find a welcoming place for your body to embark on the relaxation. So the suggestions, as you well may know, would be lying down on the back, shavasana, semi-supine, lying on your side, sitting up on a chair, choosing any place where you feel supportive. And really importantly, for this space to be relaxing, is finding a comfortable physical space that will assist in mental relaxation if the body's pretty comfortable. And mental relaxation will certainly pour into the physical and allow the physical to relax as well. So it's finding a mental and physical place that feels good to journey or begin the process of the relaxation. So finding a bit of relative stillness, please. Arranging clothes, blanket, mat and body in a suitable spacious space that feels welcoming. And arriving in yourself, arriving with my voice in your ears, arriving in this moment. Letting go of trying to predict what's going to happen. Letting go of trying to make it happen. And take some moments to tune into all the happenings now as you listen. Not only with the ears, but listen with your body. To the space inside of you and the space outside as it co-occurs, as it happens in this day, in this moment. And moment to moment. And this too, as welcome here, is the attitude, whatever arises. A welcoming, putting out the welcome mat to experience. And we'll start by just bringing a little bit of attention to the physical sensations that are being emitted from yourself internally on the surface or deeper down. So gravity is always here for the body to be felt, the contact between oneself and the mat, or contact clothing on the body. The various pressures that we know we have a body. There's weight, there's movements, there might be even sounds in your body. Is your body relatively still, or is there little bits of movement in different parts of the body, different action places? Take some moments to feel your body from the inside out. Letting go of trying to steer the mind and really allow the mind just to feel your body. Whether it's the throat or the chest or a pulsing in the belly or a tingling in the knee or itchiness in the scalp. Feeling the different sensations of your body. If you choose to, seeing if you can invite your attention to become curious of the body. Bring curiosity here to the moment. Not in the past. And we always have a tendency to time travel in the mind, to go back over events or to replay things or to remember or try and anticipate what's going to happen or judge what's happening. If you can, letting go of the tendency to time travel into the past or any imaginations of the future, and really arriving in the present moment without judging it too much, not judging yourself if you can, this natural judging that occurs when we practice, just being aware of the sensations in the body if you can, not that they're wrong or they're right, they're just here in the moment. This moment that's never happened before, never happen again, like a waterfall continually flowing the stream of attention, different moments coming and going. So you're on your mat and you're listening to my voice and you're tuning into your body, or I'm inviting you to tune into your body. Whether you take up the invitation is up to you. What's useful to remember is when you want to, is to feel your breathing, which is also a part of the movement of your body. So mostly it's in the background, our attention's not on breathing. And you could foreground breathing now if you want to actually be a little bit more interested in breathing, because it's occurring in yourself. Each moment the body does a breath one way or another. If you can, not only feeling the body movements that happen, but also the breathing movements that are also happening in your body. Just noticing, can you feel, are you a bit more attuned to feeling the in-breath? Or are you a bit more attuned to feeling the out-breath? Or are you more aware of the spaces in between breathing? Is your breath fast? Is your breath slow? Is your breath subtle? Or is your breath really easy and well-defined for you to notice? Are you trying to breathe? As best as you can, not adding or subtracting to the breath consciously. As best as you can, bringing some awareness to feeling, breathing and body, or the different movements of the body. Whether your body's getting more and more comfortable and softer, collapsing into itself, a bit more relaxation, a sense of expansion out of the body, or the boundaries of the body disappearing when we're really comfortable in the body. A sense of boundlessness happens where you can't really feel the edge of your body anymore. Or is there discomfort or pain in your body, and that's the opposite? It becomes really well defined and strong, no escape from it, no exit from pain. Or is there? What's your body communicating to you? What's your breathing communicating to you now? Just feeling your breath and body, this body. And as your body movements continue in their own organic way, and if you need to move your body, you can, of course, but if you can, letting that one posture unfold, just like if you can, allowing the breath to unfold, and it's totally fine to take some deeper breaths when you want to. And open your attention deliberately to listening to not only the body and breathing, but a little bit more akin to opening your ears to other sounds around you inside the room or inside the place where you are right now. sounds from outside or traffic, or birds, dogs, anything that catches your attention, just listening to life in your body and your breathing and the sounds of the environment. And if you can, adopting quite a useful attitude sometimes of accepting what you're hearing. Quite a challenge to accept certain sounds, of course. And easier to accept sounds that you like, of course. But if you can, listening with an open ear, open body, open breath, being open. On the mat, practicing being in the moment, feeling the body, feeling your breathing, and listening consciously. Notice any patterns of body movement. Is there certain regular signals from your body? Or is your breathing going in regular cycles? Or is any sound cycles that you're noticing? Become curious of any patterns in the body and sounds. So not only being present moment to moment, but over time. Now continue if you can. Continue to be as best as you can being present and opening your attention now to any feelings and thoughts that naturally come along. I mean, perhaps I don't even need to mention those things because they're always coming along generally. And mostly we're not aware, we're sort of in thoughts but not aware that we're having a particular thought. So if you can not only be aware of the content of your feelings and your thoughts now, but seeing if you can notice the beginning and the end and the intensity, and just opening to the thinking stream and feelings, and even gently naming them as they come along now. So switching. I'm not asking you to start thinking about anything in particular or to feel anything in particular, just what's emerging. If anything emerges, if nothing emerges, just notice there's no feelings to be known or no thoughts in that moment. So the body will continue to offer the signals to you and your breathing will continue to happen. And no doubt the sounds around you will continue to happen. But can you bring a little bit more aliveness to how you're feeling and maybe the odd thought or the constant stream of thoughts? And if you need to get out of the thoughts, come back to your breathing as a refuge to come back to. But being aware of feelings and thoughts now. Thoughts could be about time, about what you've been asked to do right now. Thoughts could be about the past. So the thought has the past quality, just letting yourself notice that thought and from beginning to end, shining the searchlight of attention onto it, your feelings as well, just acknowledging what comes along, as if it was meant to be here. No error, as it was supposed to be here, is the attitude. This is part of it. Welcoming of experience, if you can. The whole of yourself. And for the last 1 or 2 minutes, would you let go of any specific place to put your attention? And just see what catches your attention from moment to moment, whether it's a sound of a door or a shoulder sensation or a breathing sensation or body sensation. And just notice that your attention in that moment, or many moments, goes there. And totally accepting it if you can, or being aware of any rejection of what's happening. But if you can, being aware that your attention just goes to that location and tuning into it. It's all an invitation to be aware. Aware of any patterns. To be conscious as best as you can. Take some moments to move your attention deliberately back to breathing. And would you feel down into the belly if you're okay with it and start to breathe in, let the belly expand. Breathing out, allowing the belly to be. Next in-breath comes, breathing in, let the belly expand a little way, softly, gentle movement down into the belly. Next out-breath, what does the belly do as you breathe out? What does the belly do when you breathe in? Take your mind to your belly and see if you can breathe down into the belly. Again, once more, acknowledging your environment, how you find yourself now, you're feeling more in touch or more connected to life in general, and a bit of appreciation perhaps to yourself for practicing today. And thank you for your time. Namaste.